your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasoline. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
Isn't spring supposed to be a time of rebirth and fresh energy and excitement? But then maybe this isn't spring. I don't ask because of the noticeable snowfall at the cabin this weekend. I ask because I'm not feeling reborn or refreshed or particularly excited. I did feel this way for about 10 days, but not now. It just comes and goes so quickly sometimes. I think I'm typical, but sometimes I worry. A vacation makes me feel refreshed. Work wears me out sometimes. New people give me that excitement, but like so many things, it and they don't always last. That is standard, isn't it? Who are we if not a little bit of everyone with whom we have had significant contact? Everyone who rubbed up against us and left a little of their color on our chalkboard. People can bring good and bad experiences into our lives, but it is our job to pluck the meaningful notes from their unabridged version. I've always been worried about hurting other people's feelings. That was something I was taught at a very young age, being sensitive to someone else's feelings. It has its upsides. You're usually on the proper ethical side of the line. And generally, women like a guy who's sensitive to their feelings. A few comments or gestures at just the right moment can carry you a long way. But if you're not careful, you'll learn some new things about yourself as well. And that's been my spring. Bumping into someone new. Adding a little of her color onto my chalkboard. But I found that trying to be the most sensitive one is pretty insensitive. You can learn something from everyone. Of course, there are prices to be paid along the way. Worthwhile lessons are not free. Go, boys and girls. Little lessons on life for everybody out there. Maybe you already knew that. Maybe you didn't. Something I continue to learn. Seems like every other week. Boys and girls, one of Wake Up Call's favorite guests, Lee Channing. Lee, how are you?
I'm just fine, Rick. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for coming in.
You are very welcome. It's nice to be here. And thank you for those wonderful opening comments. They were insightful and thoughtful. Not like you at all.
No, you're right about that.
Now, that was a joke. You are a very thoughtful person. But that was wonderful. Thank you. Seriously.
Don't tell my mother. She would not know who in the world you were talking about.
No, that was wonderful. Thank you.
Well, you know, everybody has their, I think one of the good or bad, one of the things that I continue to do is I don't see any counselors or therapists I get that out of my opening few minutes here on the air most times.
Well, that was a wonderful opening. So.
All right. For those of you who aren't familiar with Lee Channing, Lee lives here in our area, and we always do this early on in the hour. WNRN promotes you as an intuitive analyst.
Right.
That's your favorite phrase.
Sure, that's fine.
Other people.
The word psychic pops up occasionally.
Yes,
yeah.
The word psychic pops up occasionally. And the folks in Harrisonburg's new 95.1 may not be familiar with you. You know, we're all over Central Virginia now. Did you know that?
That's wonderful. Congratulations.
95.1 in Harrisonburg and 95.9 in Lexington and Richmond and 103.1 and a bunch of other ones. So for the folks who may not have heard you before, although typically I have you on twice a year.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, because I do this every time as well, but I like to pretend that there are folks out there who are unfamiliar.
Right.
I personally believe in intuitive abilities. I believe that there are people. I believe that everyone has a little bit of psychic ability. It's whether or not you believe in it yourself and believe in yourself to be able to do it, that you believe that others have mastered their ability enough to use it in a good way. And I'm not talking about the people that you call and pay $4.95 per minute for on the
right.
phone. After meeting you many years ago, and having you on the show after reading, I guess, articles and columns in some of the local papers, I have belief that you have this ability and are using it and have learned to use it. But tell everybody who's listening how you came into understanding that you had it, what you've done educational or otherwise to get it under your control.
Great. Thank you, and I'd be happy to. Actually, I was sort of I was dragged into the field because in my early 20s I began to have clairvoyant episodes, which are simply seeing things in your mind's eye that are happening at the moment. Clairvoyant means you see it at the moment, clear vision. So you're seeing it at the moment. Not something, not that's a prediction, not that's precognitive, but I began to have these episodes that to me at the time were very frightening. And I didn't know what to do with them. I would see car accident, and then the next day I would see in the paper the picture of the car accident that I had seen in my mind's eye. Thought I was losing my mind, of course. But I was fortunate enough to find a wonderful psychologist / parapsychologist at the University of Virginia, Dr. Gaither Pratt, who had worked with Dr. Ryan down at Duke for anyone that studied the older ESP research. And anyway, he led me in the right direction. He told me what it was. He told me how to begin to work with it, how to begin to control it. And I did. I was able to stop these clairvoyant visions, which is what I wanted to do because I felt out of control with it. But then we moved to Minnesota. I went to the University of Minnesota and studied parapsychology. I was very fortunate to be at the right place at the right time because they had some amazing classes available. So I stopped doing it in my own mind, thankfully, and studied it. I got a good base, spent years researching the process, what was happening, what was going on, so I knew where I was and what I could do and what I could do with this particular knowledge and gift. I mean, I think it's a natural ability that everybody has, but I think some people choose to work with it and some people don't, and that's okay. But anyway, I went from there to doing personal readings back in the 70s. I became a certified hypnotherapist. I do a lot of work with past life regression and began to do energy work with just reading people's energy and sharing with them my intuitive input. So that's basically what I do. I have people come into my office. We talk about what's going on in their energy from my intuitive perspective. They ask questions. And that's how I offer the guidance that I do. And I think any time you call you go to a psychic or you call a psychic, everything should feel right. You should know it on some level. Nothing should be a shock to you. It should be, yeah, maybe I wasn't looking at that. Maybe I wasn't ready to face that. So when you go to a professional intuitive, it should be for guidance and you still need to make your decisions. It should be for input that you're not getting very clearly on your own because our emotions tend to block a lot of it.
That sounds like, by the way, 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. That's the toll-free line if you're out in one of the new or newer areas, Harrisonburg, Lexington, Lynchburg, Richmond, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS, 979-0919. That sounds like, you know, anytime I have a doctor or an attorney on the show and they're like, okay, here's some, I can't tell you your full setup or situation. Here's my advice based on what I know, but talk to your own doctor or lawyer before making your own decision.
Yeah, it's all about personal responsibility, but having intuitive input is an extremely valuable tool, I think, for everyone, and it's become very mainstream, which is a wonderful thing. You know, there are a lot more mainstream people coming in asking for intuitive advice and then following their own best knowledge, their own best wisdom, probably.
All right, we have our first caller.
Okay.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, Rick.
How are you? How you doing?
Fine.
Hi, Mom. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Lee?
I'm just fine. It's nice to hear your voice, and happy Easter Sunday.
Well, thank you very much.
For those, not that I really mentioned this much over the last few weeks, my parents took a long, you know, well-deserved trip. I've spoken to my mother for about 60 seconds when she called me earlier in the week, letting me know that they were back on United States soil. And then I tried to reach her this morning. And I think it took the, hey, Lee Channing's on the air today for it to actually get her to call me.
I'm flattered, Ann.
Yes, we were in Australia for a week, and then we took a two-week cruise parts of Australia and around New Zealand.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I have to ask the obvious question. How did it feel to you down there? How did the energy feel?
Oh, it's a great energy. Even when you're standing upside down and walking upside down, it's a great...
Gosh, I hadn't thought of it that way. That's a little frightening.
You're scaring me, Mom.
She was gone too long, Rick.
We have been to New Zealand before and loved it, and we're really delighted to be able to go back to New Zealand. It's as beautiful as we remembered. Australia is a little bit of a different energy, but really fantastic as well. The people are really great. We visited three big cities, Sydney, Cairns, and Melbourne. And my impressions are as follows. Sydney is the adult, I'm grown up. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm the business person. I'm making my way in the world now. Cairns is like the teenager, has kind of like a feel of Virginia Beach. Cairns is where the Great Barrier Reef is, so it's very water. Well, all the cities are on the water, but this one seems to be, at least has the energy of being more water-oriented, surfing and boarding and that kind of thing. Gives the feeling of an adolescent. And Melbourne, however, was my absolute favorite. That seems that the energy I felt there was that of a young person, say early 20s, maybe mid 20s, who's not quite decided yet what they're going to be when they grow up. They're still working on it. So it's a very energetic city.
So my mom likes the party town?
Yeah, I did like the party town.
Well, good to know. I'm so glad to know that.
That's because she's still so young and growing. And
that's very true. Since I'm only 18, she's 29.
Exactly.
I have a client from I have a number of clients in Australia, but I have one from Melbourne who actually came to visit. She had never been to Virginia, and she's in the travel industry. So when she came to the United States, 2 or 3 years ago, she came to Virginia and stayed with us, and I took her to Monticello, and we went to Wintergreen, and we toured around. So she brought me lots of, some gifts, but also lots of information and booklets on Melbourne. So it's the only city in Australia I feel like, you know, I can at least recognize some of the landmarks. And one of these days I'm going to go. So that was a great description, by the way, of the cities. It's wonderful to hear.
All right, Mom, real quick.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a question for Lee? To get the program started on questions for Lee?
Do I have any, what kind of questions?
Any kind. Just be the first question for Lee for today's program.
First question for Lee for today's program.
Or did you just call to tell us to brag about your trip?
I did. Just call to tell you to brag about the trip.
All right, I'll give you a question and an answer. How about that?
Okay.
Let's see. Ann's question is, how did this trip affect my energy? Lee's answer is, you feel renewed, and I think this trip was absolutely remarkable for you. You know, you may have a little recuperation from any time we do the traveling, but for some reason, this trip went very deep into your energy. So I think you're going to have sort of long-term glow from this trip. So it must have been just the right trip at just the right time.
Great question. And I think the answer is right on.
Hey, well, thank you very much.
Mom, by the way, before we finish up, thanks for not knowing, but going ahead to pledge $100 to the program last week, so send your check into the station soon.
Yes, I understand that I did that.
Yes, it was very thoughtful of you.
Long distance you did that.
Long distance.
Well, actually, it wasn't so long distance. It happened right here at the studio.
That call from Australia did it.
Oh, yes, yes. All right, Mom, thank you so much.
Thank
okay.
you for calling in. Wonderful
happy
to talk
Easter.
To you.
Oh, thank you. You too. Have
Bye.
A great day, and happy Easter, Lee.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. What a remarkable woman. I just adore your mother.
Well, and, you know, it's easy for me to sit here and say I do, too. But, you know, I've, by the way, if you want to call up and ask questions, and you don't have to talk about your recent vacation, but 979-0919.
And we talk about questions on any subject. If people
true.
Are listening for the first time, career, relationships, energy in general, I'd be
that's
glad to tune in.
Typically what we get is relationships and career, mm-hmm. although certainly willing to take just about anything.
Oh, yeah, your houses, your ghost stories, anything that's sort of intuitive in nature, we're happy to discuss it.
Michael's here in the studio today. He will patch you through. We'd love to hear from you. But you were talking about my mom, and of course I love my mom, you know, and I know enough, I am old enough to have met a lot of mothers, both mothers of my friends and people who are mothers. And it's easy to say that, you know, not everyone has the wonderful relationship with their mother that I have with mine. And so I love my mother very much.
Good.
I see the phone ringing, so I'm gonna hang on for a second before I ask you my question.
Okay. You always have a question.
I always
or two.
Have a question, exactly.
And we'll talk about your shirt.
Yeah, that's always what we start off with. Caller, how you doing?
Good, Rick. This is Brian, Lee's husband, calling.
Oh, so
that's
we only
not
have,
fair.
We only have relatives calling to start the show today.
That's okay. What do you want?
I thought this would be good, you know, because sometimes it's hard to get Lee cornered where she'll actually answer one of my questions. So.
Okay, you got me. Go ahead.
So it's the
cobbler's family thing.
The question is, how soon should I get my broker's license? And how important is the speed with which I do that?
Oh, a career question. Okay. I don't even think we've talked about that recently.
How do you separate that reply from Brian's personal needs versus your family thoughts?
Right, because I'm so connected to it. Believe it or not, and I found this
that's
out.
That's part of why that, you know, she's in the studio, she's plugged into the ephemeral grid, so I thought maybe this would be a good opportunity.
All right.
No, it really does work that way. I actually had Brian call in to, I don't know if it was this show, years ago, he called into a show and didn't give his name, just here's your question, and asked the question, I responded to the question, I did not know it was Brian, because I was so focused. When I focus on just the energy of the person asking the question, I can disconnect. Now, at home, when we're having a conversation, it's very different because I'm thinking me and us and what we're doing. But when it's a simple question, a question, one question, I do seem to be able to disassociate and just look at it intuitively.
Well, now you know it's him.
Right. Yeah, but still, I think I can say this
right.
is going to be the question.
Fire away, because Brian sounds like Brian has been waiting for this.
It's a serious
waiting
question.
To ask this for a while.
When are you going to be on WNRN again? Okay. Yeah, I think that it's more urgent than you think. I feel that it's more urgent than you think. So I would do it sooner, much sooner rather than later. I don't know. I think I remember that, you know, you've been working on it for a while. I don't even remember the great details. But I would say much sooner than you're thinking. So I know that puts some pressure on the issue, but I would do it right away. I would start on it today and do it as soon as you can. Sorry, because I know that'll take away my dinner tonight.
All right.
thank you for calling in, Brian.
All right, thank you.
Bye. I'll talk to him later.
Yeah, I guess so, I'm sure. All right, 11:19 on the wake-up call. You don't have to be related to the guest or the host to dial up today. We haven't heard from Michael's family yet.
That's right.
If,
but we
Michael,
do talk to total
Michael
strangers.
Producer today, if someone from the family needs to call up. Total strangers are welcome to call.
That's right.
I know that I've suggested to a person or two that they should call today with a question.
Oh, good.
Although I did get the reply that they were too shy.
Some people really are. I mean, I do, my, as you know, I do a radio show on the Internet on Fridays, and a lot of times people refuse to call in because they don't want to disrupt the flow of the show, and they think their question is maybe not quite that important, or they don't want their voice to be recognized, so they'll email me the question, you know, during the week.
Now, does that work if, you know, if someone is too shy, can they call up and give... say that they're anonymous.
Absolutely.
And give Michael the question.
Absolutely.
And go from there?
All absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the phone's ringing again, so
yeah.
So let me do this real quick while Michael gets all the information that he needs. Markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Freeze warning overnight from 2 a.m. to 10 a.m. Monday. Mostly sunny and windy today. Highs 45 to 50. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows 20 to 25. Partly sunny tomorrow. Highs 50 to 55. Don't forget that freeze warning, though. Right now in the valley, partly cloudy in 33. In Lynchburg, it's cloudy in 36. It's pretty clear in Richmond in 41. Some clouds in Charlottesville and 36.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And let's take a moment and thank 45fix.com for their support. If you have a project but not the time, there's a simple way to find a contractor. From kitchen and bathroom remodeling, house painting, to decks and siding, it's 45fix.com. Immediate, no obligation estimates available anytime. That's the number 4, the number 5, and the word fix.com. And we want to congratulate Billy Prime and Olivia Hessing of Charlottesville, the latest grand prize winners from the Spring Fund Drive. Billy's picking up an Onkyo HT-S680 home theater receiver from Crutchfield Store, and Olivia won the $250 gift certificate from Freestyle. WNRN thanks everyone who helped us raise over $92,000 in pledges for the best fun drive ever. Pay your pledge by 9:30 tomorrow morning to be automatically registered for the 10 a.m. drawing for a full-size Mission Honey Oak sofa frame bed with a Stratosphere cushion system and removable cover from Atlantic Futon, and a four-week subscription to Horse and Buggy Produce, a community-supported agriculture. All right. We got, well, see, and that's all you got to do is talk about it, Lee. We got an anonymous caller.
Okay.
Online, too. Hey, caller.
Hello, Rick. Hello, Lee. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you. What's your question this morning?
I have a trip coming up this week that has a lot of emotional baggage to it, and I think I'm feeling a little ominous about it, so I'd like some advice.
Okay.
And I'll take that off the air.
Okay.
Have a good day.
All right.
Thank you. And see, that's a fine way to ask a question, because I don't need a name. I just tune into his energy. And, you know, I think everybody could hear that there was some concern and trepidation in his voice. So that's an obvious response that, yes, this is an issue. But I think to tune into it more deeply and give him the response that he wants, I think there are two major things going on with this. Number one, the trip is unfortunately very necessary. My first instinct would be to say, don't take this trip because it's, you know, it's going to be uncomfortable. But the real intuitive read is that the trip is absolutely necessary, has to be done. There's no way to get around it. And I think because it's got so much attached to it, that the best thing that you can do, I know you're listening, the best thing that you can do is to continue to prepare yourself as well as you possibly can. Do a good job in learning more about how to protect your energy. You know, do some visualization, use some simple tools, some deep breathing, whatever tools that you can use to protect yourself, because it's you know, it can be a little bit easier than you anticipate if you are more well prepared. Try to see the lightest outcome. Try to see the, quote, best thing happening. There's no real way to make this trip relaxing and fun and not necessary. So I think it's sort of something that absolutely has to be done. Now is the time to do it. But just work on protecting yourself. And a really good simple exercise is just to put put an egg around yourself in your mind's eye. Put a light around yourself so that, that you, in your own mind, feel like you've got another layer of protection, because it works. Other people pick it up. Other people will not be quite as apt to try to affect your energy. Outside circumstances won't come through quite as easily if you can sort of go with that protection. Do the physical things to take care of your body. Eat well, try to rest as much as you can, you know, do everything to ease the stress on your body. And unfortunately, you know, that's all you can do with this particular scenario.
And Lee, let me toss this out to you, because I know, and we're going to get into this next, is color is a big part of you.
Absolutely.
You said to put an, a light around him.
Right.
Is there, with this instance, is there a particular color maybe that should go with the light?
Yeah, it's always good to add color. You start with the light, then you add color, and then you can just build layers of energy onto that. For this particular person, this is a very emotional situation. So this has the heart center very active, which is that, quote, green heart center. The healing color for green is pink. A lot of men go, oh, pink is heart. No, pink's not heart. Pink is very easy to visualize. So if he can visualize a pink ball, a pink egg, a pink light, anything.
And it doesn't have to be pastel.
Absolutely
Easter
not.
Pink, right?
No, any shade of pink you like. You can make it, you know, any shade of pink. If you want to add a color, that's a good one to do. But just, if people say, I can't visualize, I can't do this, pretend. Yes, you can. Just see it. See your, look in your mind's eye, see yourself inside a light. If you can make the light pink, you've gone one step more deeply into that particular protection mechanism. You know, and then affirmations, keep telling yourself, you know, I'm going to make the best of this. I'm going to make it, you know, the positive thinking really does work. I mean, that's an old adage, but it really does work. So put some positive energy into it as well.
All right. Good luck, caller. 979-0919-1-877-WNRN-ROCKS, toll free. All right, Lee, we talked briefly about color. We usually get much earlier in the program. What about my shirt color today? I always am curious. Today, instead of being so nervous about it, I just decided I'm going to wear the shirt that I really have liked lately.
Perfect. And it's the perfect shirt. I love it. It's sort of a dark pink.
I like to call it, to me it was like a muddy brick or something like that.
Yeah, but it's got a nice sort of red pink hue to it. It's a very gentle color for you. You know, it goes with...
That's because I'm so sensitive, like I said at the start of the hour.
That's a good thing. I don't care what experiences you've had recently. Being sensitive is a good thing. Don't forget that. I'll knock you over the head with that a few times before I go. But no, that particular color, we talked about pink. It's very protective of your heart center. You're rebalancing emotions for some reason. Whatever happened, you know, there are little emotions were a little bit bouncing around. That color is very perfect, too. It's a very... applicable color for calming emotions, so it's perfect for you.
And it's not faded.
No, it's
you,
not.
You always rip me for wearing faded color
shirts.
Well,
you usually do.
It's because I haven't had this one long enough as a favorite.
Just
to
hadn't gotten
watch
there yet.
It 40
oh,
times.
It's wonderful. You look very handsome today.
Now, will this color, hang on for another 30 seconds. Will this color, how will it affect me over the next few weeks? Let's say that it's done its job of balancing me emotionally. What will it do next?
Your energy will take in whatever it needs. That color is just a nice emotionally balancing color. So if you need it, it will do its work. If you really don't need a lot of balancing, it's not going to do anything other than just to continue to support you. So it'll always be a wonderful positive color shirt.
Are all those single women listening to this?
Yes.
All right. We have Lisa. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just
How
fine,
can we
thanks.
Help you?
I have a career question.
Okay.
I'm having quite a bit of negativity currently at my job. There's a lot of people there that are, I think, very angry, have a lot of emotional issues themselves, and they are just very negative, actually downright sometimes mean, nasty, rude, that sort of thing. I don't mind so much what I do. The job is a great location for me. The benefits are great as well. However, this negativity it is just wearing me down. And I was wondering if you have some advice for me on that.
Sure, be glad to. And when the words that you used, you know, negative and angry and all that, I have to say that's an understatement. The energy in which you are working is unbelievably painful for me to even tune into. There is so much anger, and it's feeding on itself at the moment, which means that there are not just one or two people, but there are numerous individuals that are feeding into this sort of pool of anger. It's become more than that somebody's angry. It's really become the mob mentality of energy, which is very, very unhealthy because it gets out of control and you can't go in and stop it. You can't. These people need to separate much more regularly than they do to ever make any difference. So my suggestion, I think your comments about convenient and benefits, all that's good. But if I, in your shoes, I would be looking for another job very quickly because I don't think there's anything you can do. You can't really shift the energy. If I could tell you to protect yourself more, to go in and do some visualization, you could try that. And I would certainly try that, at least short term. But I think this energy is so out of control that until numerous people change positions or leave the job, it's not going to change a lot. So I think for your well-being, even if you have to sacrifice some convenience, and I think there are other jobs. You're very capable. You know, you are a very good worker, a very hard worker. I think there are other places that you could go that you would find you would be you'd have a lot more contentment and certainly a lot more emotional balance.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Happy Easter.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 979-0919. We have Lee Channing in the studio today.
You always hate to tell people to, like, quit your job. I mean, that's such a life-altering situation. But, you know, sometimes there's just no choice. Things aren't going to get any better, at least not short-term.
I won't say that I've been there, but I've been close.
Yeah.
And not with Tiger Fuel, boys and girls. If you're looking for a new job, Lisa, I do want to take a moment and thank Five Guys Burgers and Fries for their support today. They are Seville Reader's Choice for Burgers for 4 years running. Five Guys serves America's standard fresh and handmade from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they're open until 10 Fridays and Saturdays. That's Five Guys Burgers and Fries behind the fountain in the Berks Road Shopping Center. They're in the Hollymead Town Center and now in the Downtown Mall, all here in Charlottesville. On the web, it's fiveguys.com. That's F-I-V-E-guys.com. All right, phones are starting to go now. 979-0919 is ringing away. Michael's going to grab that in a second. But you got to hang tight because we got Kathy on the toll-free line. Hey, Kathy.
Hey.
Whoops. There you go, Lee. What's going on, Kathy? Ask your question.
All right. My question is, I work with very needy, emotional, inner-city public school children, and it's very emotionally draining. And I'm wondering if my usefulness with that population has reached its peak, and I need to find, you know, something else, less demanding kids, or if I still have more to give to this population.
Another career question.
And that's right, and this is a good one. This is really, you know, we've been talking about energy in the career, and you just answered your own questions, your own question, which most people do. But no, you do have more to give. It's not time yet, but it brings up a good comment I'd like to make, and that is when you work with children. Children and animals, you're working with such vital energy and such pure energy that it can be unbelievably draining and rewarding very, very quickly. So you're right to recognize, you're doing the right thing to recognize the energy drain. But I think all you can do right now, you're in the right profession, you're in the right place at the right time. So I would hang in there and just do all you can to rejuvenate your energy on a regular basis, whether it's a short trip or yoga classes or making sure you eat right or you add some extra, you know, you have exercise and things to keep, look around you and do what you can to keep your body healthy and well so that you can accept this challenge because you really are in the right place at the right time. You do a remarkable, remarkable job with helping these children and not just from an intellectual and emotional areas, but also on a real spiritual level. I think you're a real inspiration. So maybe recognizing that more in yourself will take a little bit of the strain off, but you really are doing the right thing at the right time.
Well, super. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks. Bye.
All right.
Those children are very blessed to have her.
Here's a caller who left their question and then hung up.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, you ready?
Sure.
People are suing me. Is there a color I can wear or a way to set my compass better?
Oh, good question. Good question. The way the question is asked always, gives a good sort of energy feel for the person too. But I think, well, yes and no. If you're going to be going to court, talking to lawyers, if you're being sued, the color blue is always, at the top of the list, because blue has to do with honesty and talking and sharing. And, you know, and when you go to court, blue is just sort of a very easygoing, gentle color. It doesn't draw a lot of attention, but it also can be protective. When you're really being attacked, you want to wear the color black, because black is a very, very protective color. So blues and blacks are really good if you're in the midst of something. You do not want to bring in more anger and frustration. Reds and oranges, those kinds of colors. You want to watch those. I think unfortunately in this suit, there's a lot of negative energy. There's a lot of, energy floating around that's going to make it hang on for a while. So I don't think there's going to be some early outcome, something to alleviate this energy pressure. So I think that the person who called in really does need to settle down and realize it's something that has to be dealt with. And bring blues. Blue is also a very calming color. So if you're being brought into some level of frustration that's not your normal energy flow, to have blue around you is a good idea. You can buy blue sheets, blue towels, you know, to just bring extra blue into your life. So I think that will help. Thank you for the question.
11:36 here in the wake-up call with Central Virginia's Lee Channing. Innovative analyst, some call psychic,
right.
WNRN's personal
That's right.
guest in that field
That's right.
of activity.
On the internet, I'm advertised as pragmatic psychic.
Pragmatic psychic.
Which I like.
By the
That's
way,
nice.
How can, you know. On the internet, you said
yes.
You mentioned you had a radio show on the internet for folks who are interested.
Well, you can just go to my website. It's just www.spiritsevolving.com, and it has the link to my radio. You can go back and listen to the other internet radio shows. You can actually listen to this show. You can do that. And also,
listen to the wake-up call?
Yeah, you can click on there and go to the podcast or whatever they call it of the
You're
last.
So cool.
Yeah, you know. And I just started a blog.
Yes, I
Which I forgot.
That out. Yeah,
I don't know how to blog yet. So I'm blogging. I'm getting it started. So
Well, yeah. I hope you blog about your visit today.
I will, because this is such fun. I love coming. Thank you for having me already. I want to thank you.
979-0919. I see the phones are keep lighting up. I see people are calling in, and I guess they're a little nervous about getting their voice on the air today,
okay.
And the phone's ringing again. So be patient with Michael. Apparently, he's not just answering the phone and putting you on hold. He's having to write down the question.
He's become a secretary.
All right. So let's do this one first. It's
okay.
On top. Just became a stay-at-home mom, looking for a way to become more centered at the end of the day.
Well, we could answer that. How many? We could send that out to about, 10,000
right.
women
I'm
listening?
Sure that there are a lot of people listening, but focus on this particular stay-at-home
right.
mom's
I will.
Energy.
I will. That's what I was going to say. Just to every stay-at-home mom has different energy, different needs, different focus. You know, what this particular stay-at-home mom needs is more connection to the outside world. And I would suggest that a good way to do that is to read books, to do something that just reconnects her to the outside world. Call a friend after the children are asleep. You know, do something that sort of brings her back into that. Some people need to go within. She needs to go without. So I would say more contact, maybe some more phone calls, reading a book, reading a magazine, something that really gets her sort of back into the energy of the world.
All right. 11:38, we're going to take this call. Really is amazing. You know, sometimes we talk about how all the calls are about relationships. And
mm-hmm.
some weeks it's, or sometimes it's all the calls are from women because I get my percentage of women callers seems to go up when you're on the air or particular
right.
topics. Today it's people wanting to be anonymous. Here's another anonymous
okay.
caller.
Hello,
how are
anonymous.
You?
Is this me now?
It is you.
Yeah, okay. I'm calling because I have recently my mother and I have sort of broken up, and she's a very strong woman, and I love her very much, but I think it's important for me to go out on my own. And I'm wondering if you sense that there's any future for our relationship once I've established myself as an individual.
Absolutely, yes. And you're both very strong women. And I think that's one of the things that you need to remember, is that you are very strong and you need this for yourself. So I think that the decisions you're making, that you have made in the recent past and then in the near future, are decisions that are right for you. So, you know, I feel like you are moving in the right direction. I think that for now, you and your mother just need some space and some time. And you have to remember the word forgiveness. You need to forgive her for her attitudes, whatever, that may not agree with yours. She needs to forgive you for the needs that you have, because they're not in sync at the moment. You are sort of looking at life differently, but I think you're doing the right thing. And I think to know that can make a lot of difference. And all you can do is reassure her when you do speak with her or when there is contact. You know, she needs to know that you respect her, and I think you do. You know, it's just a matter, I think, now of getting through this particular time period, which is kind of a bumpy road. But it will get better, and there is a future for your relationship, absolutely.
All right. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. Phone lines are open, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS, 1140 here on the Wake Up Call.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
Oh, a look at Eugene Williams, a man helping provide housing to those who need it, leading towards self-sufficiency. But will things change when he retires and if his organization is liquidated? Some scientists claim we have evolved into natural human lie detectors. Is this true? And a look into the art world of PVCC's Farrell Soya, for another friend of the Wake Up Call, The Hook, always providing a wonderful evening. And let's take a moment to thank Blue Ridge Graphics for their support. You can find Blue Ridge Graphics at the corner of Meade Avenue and East High Street in Charlottesville, providing custom t-shirts and sportswear, plus promotional items for schools, organizations, and businesses. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746, and at brgtshirts.com. All right, now everybody's calling in all of a sudden. Well, we're going to do this one. Amen. You're here.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. I have a question that's a little bit different from the other questions that you've been fielding
okay.
so far. I have a clogged pipe in my basement that goes from our house out to the public sewer.
Okay.
And this just happened. So my question is, do I have a backed up, do I have a root that's causing the clog? Do I have, a plug in? Is there some organic plug that is causing it to be stuck? Or has the dirt, the pipe itself collapsed?
You know, I don't think I've ever had a septic pipe question before.
I'll take my answer off the air so that I can hear you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, a septic. Let me tune into the septic pipe here. And what I do, of course, is just tune into her energy and sort of go through that and see what we see.
Matt,
in the house.
Hang on the phone, Matt. You're next one up. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I think that, it's really hard when I feel obstruction, but it's hard to describe what it is. I would, if I could guess, an intuitive guess would be, that part of the pipe is collapsing, if not already collapsed. But again, that's just a guess. What I really feel is energetically when I go into that pipe is that the pipe has a big clog in it. But I would think it's more than just a root. I mean, hopefully it won't be too dramatic to fix it, but I would say the pipe is beginning to collapse if it hasn't already. So I hope that's helpful.
All right. Let's see if Matt is still there. Matt, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you so much for hanging on. Question for Lee?
Yeah, I've kind of got a three-part question, but I guess it's all kind of tied together.
Okay.
mom has lung cancer, and she went through surgery yesterday, and I'm driving down to Charlottesville to see her. I wanted to know how she's going to turn out, and also I'm going to Iraq for a year.
Okay.
I'll be leaving in June, so I wanted to know if there's anything you could tell me about that or any colors that I should be looking for or wary of, and also how my very much long-term girlfriend is going to feel about all this, how she's going to do.
Okay. Now, who has cancer? What was your first comment?
My mom, she has lung cancer.
Your mother. Okay, I thought you said your mother, but I didn't quite hear it. I want to make sure I was aiming in the right direction.
All right, Matt, your phone is going in and out, so are you okay if we hang up and you listen to the answers on the radio?
Oh, that's absolutely fine. Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Matt. Oh, that's a really good question. Gosh, that's a lot of things to be dealing with, at the same time. I want to take them out of order because that was the way the intuitive energy sort of coming to me. You talked about the long-term relationship. Right now that feels long-term. I think you're right. It feels like it's healthy and safe. Things in that arena really can't be changed for right now. That's doing okay. Can that change in a year? Of course it can. But right now, I think that's the relationship feels like it doesn't need a lot of extra support. It just needs to be nurtured as you always have. That doesn't need to change. I think the idea of going to Iraq is certainly I found out this morning my cousin is going back again. He's already been there once and going back. And I think what you can do is to prepare yourself energetically prior to going so that you don't get there and get involved with the energy. Try to really be ready for it. Feel like you're as protected as you can be. When you're going into any kind of battle, you want to really feel, I know in the desert you don't do this, but the darker colors really do help. They give you another sense of protection. So if you can wear darker colors, if you can wear the dark blues and blacks and dark grays, those kinds of things, it does help you feel more protected. And I know, depending on the weather, you don't have a lot of choices, but you can use light around you. Again, put a protective light around you. You can put the healing color of pink. You don't even need to do that. Just always see a light around yourself. You can see it as a light bulb on top of your head. Whatever, if you have a helmet on, see it as there's a light in your helmet sort of shining through your energy. That will make a difference. I think your mother's surgery is very serious. And I think that she's a very determined person. I would think all you can do is spend the time that you can nurture her determination. You may not even see it because I think when you've been through a lot of physical issues, you've been through surgery, your determination can seem to deteriorate somewhat. But I think her determination is still very powerful. So just make sure that as you work with her, you encourage her to keep her determination there because her physical body is in a very weakened condition. As you know, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but when I tune into her energy and the way you can support her just to nurture her wishes, whatever they may be, and her determination, I think is the best that you can do. So I certainly send you a lot of energy. That's a lot to be dealing with. And thank you for calling, Matt.
All right, 11:47 here in the wake-up call. I do want to remind you that at noon today, Les Timms-Perdue, the best of 80s and 90s alternative. No Whitesnake or Ace of Base or Janet Jackson, but you will hear Red Hot Chili Peppers, Depeche Mode, and Susie and the Banshees. Requests are always welcome. Les Timms-Perdue, brought to you in part by Plan 9 Music, only on WNRN. And I believe Jazz Tupelo will be sitting in today. So call her up and play that request game. Dial us up, 979-0919, 1-877. WNRN Rocks is the toll-free line. Lee Channing, our favorite intuitive analyst here in the studio today. All right, Lee, I've got one that we actually had dropped in a couple minutes ago.
Okay.
So, but I took the people who called in first, so
okay.
Focus on the energy.
Got it.
Crossroads of health and career looking for direction. She really enjoys this type of program.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. And she does. This person has health and career, just a lot of energy that's looking for just total joy and relief. This person is looking for relief. So the person that called in this question, I don't know your name, but I'm going to really tune into your energy because you need to accept the frustration in your life. You need to accept that there is frustration is probably what I should say, so that you can clean your own energy a little bit more, because I think that that you're sort of stuck in looking for change and looking for something outside of yourself. So really go inside. Take a lot better care of your physical body. Watch your addictions, whatever they may be. That can be anything from cigarettes to sugar to relationships to drugs and alcohol, anything. Anything that in your life that you have to have on a daily basis. Really think about it. Do you need that much sugar? Do you need that relationship? It's a good time for change. I would say new job, new health regimen, absolutely necessary. So get started on both of those.
All right. Thanks for calling. Sorry you had to wait a few minutes before I got to that, but hopefully you found that to be very helpful. Now we got Katie. Hey, Katie.
Hey.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. Well, this is my question.
Okay.
Okay, I have had like a psychic reading or whatever, and apparently I have an aura that kind of goes out a long way, and so it feels like whenever people are close to me that they actually are close to me, and I end up, I don't know, prey
right.
or whatever they're, I don't know if I'm explaining this right, but that I have been hurt so badly by people who are close to me that I trust, and I don't know, I find I keep myself locked away from other people, but whenever I am around other people, it just, I feel like they're close to me when they're really not.
Right.
And I don't know what to do about that.
Okay. There are a couple of things you can do. Number one, you're accepting that you have this issue, and we all have an aura. We haven't talked about that on the show, but that's no more than the energy field that surrounds our body. They can actually take pictures of it now. There are machines that can see your aura. And yes, we all have energy. Sometimes it goes out 2 or 3 inches. Sometimes it goes out 2 or 3 feet, depending on the health of your energy, how much control you have over your energy. I think what's happened with you is that you have a lot of energy that surrounds your body. You're right. This person that told you you have a large aura is correct. The problem with that is that you become a sponge for other people's feelings. You really are
True.
Almost too empathic. You pick up other people's energy, and that's dangerous for you because you're naturally trusting, which when you have so much energy around you, that's very difficult because unfortunately we can't trust everyone in our lives. We have to pick and choose the energies that we let in. When I do readings for people, I'm an empath. I feel their emotions, but I know where to stop them. I stop them an inch or two from my aura so that they don't become part of me. I want to feel them. I want to touch them. I want to work with them. But I also want them to stay where they belong. So you really need to do some exercises. There are lots of things you can do. But just being aware of it. See the energy around you in your own mind. Even though you can't see it, see it as a big sponge. What's touching your sponge and absorbing in? What you need to do is you can't pull away from it because it's still out there. You may be mentally trying to pull away from it, but you're not energetically pulling away from it. So you need to make sure that you learn more about where your energy is, how to feel your own energy. You know, and you can do things like rub the palms of your hands together and then pull them apart and push them together. Everybody can start feeling their own energy that way. Children do it all the time. So learn to feel your own energy and back away from people in general. You're doing the right thing. You don't need to be around a lot of people. It's difficult to be in a group of people and not be in the midst of their energy crisis at the moment. So you can work through this. Yes, it can get better. It's not hopeless, but you really need to be aware of how much you're being a sponge and how you can work on that. There are a lot of visualizations on my website. You can go to that, practice some of the visualizations, but mainly just being aware and concerned and alert about where you are. And if you're going into a room full of people, do the best you can to tell yourself up front, I do not want to absorb their energies. Intention is a very powerful tool. But know that you are very affected by other people, and also know that you can make that better. You can lessen that process.
All right. Thanks so much for calling. That was Katie. You're welcome to dial in 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS, 1153 here on the Wake Up Call at WNRN. Let me ask you a question about weather. Because I know that, you know, in the past we've talked about what, you know, the feelings of spring do for you. But what happens when, you know, we switch to spring, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, I guess, officially in the calendar-wise, and we had some really nice weather, and then we sort of, I guess, jumped backwards because we had snow on Saturday morning, and it wasn't just like snowflakes falling from the sky. You know, you had to get up and, like, wipe, you know, brush the snow off your car. And the temperature has been cold. How does that affect you?
It's really, it has a dramatic energetic effect, because what happens is that as we change seasons, particularly, you know, in this particular area, we have four rather distinct seasons. When you change seasons, your energy acclimates. And when we're in spring, we're going into a different type of energy flow. We have the gentle spring colors. We have the light greens. We have the daffodils blooming. We have the crocus and the hyacinths, you know, and we're starting to tune into those colors. So our energy relaxes and shifts out of winter mode. When we're forced back into winter mode by waking up Saturday morning with snow on the ground, it's a major shock to your system. It's not a calm winter snow. You know, it's not like getting up in January and going, oh, what a pretty snow. This is nice and relaxing. This is really a shock to your system. I can guarantee you, like we said something earlier, even if the weatherman said snow, nobody believed it until you got up and saw it, because it's a shock to your system. So it's not a healthy shock. It's something you've got to realize this is unusual. This is going to throw you off a little bit. That snow, I'll guarantee you, a lot of people had sort of a disheveled day on Saturday because that snow really sort of threw them off balance. So you have to be aware of that and just make sure you rebalance yourself, knowing that in a couple of days you can see the flowers again.
All right. Time is running out. If you have a question to ask, you're welcome to call us up. You can be on the radio. You don't have to give your name or where you're from. You can be anonymous. Michael has written down some questions today. We'll take that as well. I do want to remind you, you are listening to WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS FM Sweetbriar Amherst Lynchburg. And one of the reasons that we're here today is thanks to Blue Ridge Mountain Sports, famous for durable outdoor gear and your source for trail running footwear, plus belt packs, clothing, and new Patagonia. Also at Blue Ridge, it's the area's premier selection of rain gear. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports is in the Berkshire Shopping Center here in Charlottesville. You can find them at Wintergreen in Richmond and at BRMS.com. And we got an anonymous caller from Richmond. Hey, okay. Caller.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, how are
Thank you?
Thank
you so much for calling
good,
in.
Good, it's great to hear this show. This is the first time I actually tuned in on a Sunday morning. Anyways, I do have a question about energy. I tend to get, I truly believe in the energy of people and good and bad. And I was wondering if you can give some ideas. Like, sometimes I know that whenever I've had people over, there's one person that carries, not that they mean to, but they'll carry, like, just strange energy. And sometimes you can just feel it still floating around the house. And at the same time, in that same subject, I have a dear, dear friend that is just the most wonderful person. But for some reason, though she is a wonderful, kind person, and I would love to be around her more, she carries some strange energy, and I don't know where that's coming from.
Right.
And so I've tried, and I try to work that out, but it is something about the energy. And I notice even whether it's just her and I, or whether it's they're in another group of people, and so it, like, it makes people uncomfortable. So I was wondering if you can address that, and I'll take my answer off the,
sure,
off the air.
Okay, thank you very much. That's a good question. Yeah, everyone is affected by the energy of everyone else, and what you have to do is take responsibility for that. If when you're around this person, and non-judgmental responsibility, because people go, oh, but she's my friend, that doesn't mean that her energy is always healthy for you. So when you absorb energy of other people, and you do every time you're around that person, you have to take responsibility for it. Clean your environment. When she leaves or when these other people leave, you say you have people in and you can sort of feel it after they go. That's absolutely true. But you can light a candle in the room and have the intention of cleaning the energy out. Tell yourself that's what you're doing. You can create a visualization where you see a white light go through the room and clean the energy out. Energy is energy, and intention cleans energy. So think of it that way. But when you're around people that really have an effect on your energy, every time you're around that person, you get a headache. Every time you're around that person, you have something else. Then you're going to have to be able to just really work to not spend so much time around that person. Sometimes that's all you can do. So thanks so much for your call.
All right. It is 11:59. There's a caller online, too. Caller, I'm so sorry not to get here early enough. But Lee, it's spiritsevolving.com.
Right. And they can go to the website and email me a question.
That's right. There's a link on there to email a question.
Absolutely.
For you. And I apologize that we don't have more time, but, you know, Jazz has got the big knife up to my back about hurry up and get out of here. For Les Timms-Perdue. Lee, as always, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. It's always wonderful to be here, Rick. I appreciate it.
www.cvillepodcast.com. That show should be up on the site. Michael's good about getting it up within the hour most of the time. We'll be back next week. Charlottesville youth sports, different things that go on, things that are good and questionable about what happens and ways things that need to be questioned and challenged, possibly. CVilleYouthSports.com. Lee, take care.
Thank you very much, Rick.
Happy Easter to everyone. Here comes Jazz.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday, and by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@aol.com or at wnrn.rlc.net. The wake-up call is produced by Michael Strickland. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the wake-up call only on WNRN.